Good evening. My name is Nadav, and you're listening to WMBR Cambridge, 88.1 FM, phoning it in. Tonight, on the other end of the phone line from Clarksboro, New Jersey, is Lenny Smith. Lenny?
Yes, Nadav. I'm here.
How you doing?
Doing well.
Great. So you're calling in from New Jersey, and you are on Sounds Familiar Records. And
yes, I am. I'm one of the 10 artists on Sounds Familiar, which is my son, Daniel Smith. That's his label he owns and produces most of the artists.
Great.
So we're going in the studio at the end of this month to record live my next album. I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, and you mentioned that, obviously, Daniel Smith's your son. All of the Danielson family are your children.
Yes, yes. They're all flying in for the holidays, and then they're going to stay around and record my album. So some of these songs I'm going to do tonight are hopefully going to be on that album.
Great. Well, do you want to play one, then check in, see if we need to change anything?
Sure, sure. This is a song that I wrote just 3 or 4 days ago, and I started out, I was trying to write a hymn, but it turned into something else. Christmas Eve, I got you on the phone. Finally, from so far away, my feet have brought me home. When my train pulls in your station, tell me what you'll be wearing. Do you still have that long, soft hair? Finally, on Christmas Eve, I'm gonna see your face. After so many years, you have your own place. Are you still there waiting? Do you still care? I've been such a grand fool. Do you still have that long, soft hair? Finally, on Christmas Eve, I guess tell the truth. Ever since I went away, I only think of you. Are you still there waiting? Do you still care? Grand fool, do you still have that long, soft hair? Finally, on Christmas Eve, I got you on the phone. Finally, from so far away, my feet have brought me home. Will waiting when my train pulls in your station. Tell me what you'll be wearing. Do you still have that long, soft hair? Okay. How's the balance? All right?
It sounds good. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I have a quick question.
Yes.
So when the Smith family, or the Danielson family, as it were, gets together for the holidays every year, do you guys record something every year? Or is it pretty much only when someone has something to record?
That's a good question. Well, the studio is here in my house. So whenever anybody stops by, they get pulled into the recording studio. I mean, almost anybody gets pulled in to either do backup vocals or play or sing, because there's always an album being recorded here. So Daniel, who's the producer, that's kind of the way it works. Especially if you come and stay overnight, well, then you're going to be recording quite a bit.
You don't have a choice.
It's kind of part of the package. We feed you, you sing.
Well, it's sounding great.
Thanks. Here's a song that it's kind of a Christmas carol that I wrote in 1971, and it's now on the Sounds Familiar site. We're putting up a lot of Christmas songs that we're all writing, so it's on Sounds Familiar site. It's called "For There Is Born a Child for Us." Yoke across his shoulders, a rod is set, and his oppressors have put a burden upon his shoulders, which he can bear, and like the foot gear in the battle, every cloak is stained with blood, all is burned, and everything's consumed by fire. For there is born a child for us, a son is given for us, authority is laid on him, upon his back is dominion. Okay, we still there?
Yep.
Good. Here's a song that I wrote for my wedding. my wife. what happened was, this is 1970. We were writing out our invitations by hand, and we met at my kitchen table and had this thing planned out. So I wrote one invitation out by hand and showed it to her, and that was the last one that I was allowed to write. She said, look, here's an idea. You go in the other room and play your guitar. So I was a little bit hurt, to tell you the truth, but my handwriting's not so great. So I went in the other room and opened my Bible to the Song of Solomon, which is where I happened to be reading at the time, and I wrote this song, which we did use. My friends played it at my wedding. Arise, my love. Arise, my love, my fair one. Come away, come away, come away. For lo, the winter time is past. My love, the rain is gone. It's over and done. The flowers appear upon the face of the earth. The time for singing songs has come to birth. The voice of the turtle dove in our land is heard. The vines all abloom give forth their scent. Arise, my love, my fair one. Come away, come away, come away. Come, my dove, to the clefts in the rock, to the hidden places in the cliff. Oh, let me see your face and hear your voice. You can make my heart and soul rejoice. For your voice is sweet, your face so fair. These vineyards of ours are all abloom. Arise, my love, my fair one. Come away, come away, come away. For lo, the winter time is past. My love, the rain is gone. It's over and done. Okay, Rise My Love. Okay, now, all this heavy, serious music, and now I'm going to sing a song that's not so heavy and so serious. This was written by me and my two granddaughters, Daniel's two daughters, Lily and Ida. And it's The Secret of Life. Anybody out there interested in The Secret of Life?
Absolutely.
Well, this is it. Doesn't matter if you're wrong or right. Doesn't matter that you lost the fight. Doesn't matter about your overbite. As long as your teeth are shining. Doesn't matter if they steal your car. Doesn't matter that you failed the bar. Doesn't matter if you don't go far. As long as your teeth are shining. Oh, my teeth are shining today. It doesn't matter what they say. Teeth are shining today, and it doesn't matter what they say. Doesn't matter if they pass you by. Doesn't matter if you're low or high. Doesn't matter that they made you cry. As long as your teeth are shining. Doesn't matter if your ears stick out. Doesn't matter if you're thin or stout. Doesn't matter that you're filled with doubt. As long as your teeth are shining. Okay, everybody, now let's sing the chorus. Oh, my teeth are shining today. Doesn't matter what they say. My teeth are shining today. And it doesn't matter what they say. Doesn't matter if you're lost or found. It doesn't matter if you leave the ground. Doesn't matter if you're free or bound. As long as your teeth are shining. Doesn't matter if they move away. Doesn't matter that they never pay. Doesn't matter if you're not okay. As long as your teeth are shining. Here comes the chorus. Oh, my teeth are shining today. Doesn't matter what they say. My teeth are shining today. And it doesn't matter what they say. Doesn't matter if you're not invited. It doesn't matter that your garden's blighted. It doesn't matter if you're never knighted. As long as your teeth are shining. Doesn't matter if your clothes are torn. Doesn't matter that your shoes are worn. Doesn't matter that you're so forlorn. As long as your teeth are shining. Oh, my teeth are shining today. Doesn't matter what they say. My teeth are shining today. And it doesn't matter what they say. Secret of the Universe.
Was that written to try and get them to brush their teeth?
No, it's not. I'll tell you what happened. That's a good question. I was putting the kids to bed here because Dan and Alan were going out on a date somewhere. And so I help them brush their teeth. Well, they do most of the work themselves. But after Ida was finished, she put her toothbrush away. She's pretty young. And she says, "Look, Grandpa, my teeth are shining." And she opened her mouth. "Show Me Your Teeth," and I said, "Oh my God, there's a song there." So I wrote that phrase down, "My teeth are shining." And then once, a couple weeks later, the three of us, again, were in the car driving up to Mount Laurel to the bus station where Megan and Jed were coming in from Brooklyn. And we were going up to pick them up. And in the car, we wrote the song. Because I remember that phrase, "My teeth are shining." First, we wrote the chorus, because it's pretty easy. And then we wrote some of the verses. Most of those verses I wrote back here at my desk. But I'm giving them both credit.
That's great.
We're going to copyright it, and their names are going to be on the paperwork, and I hope it puts them through college. We'll see. So that's the story there. How we doing?
We got time for another one.
Okay. I've got a song about love, which I'll do.
Faced with a choice, we've got about 4 minutes,
uh-huh.
So we can either chat or you can throw another song in there if you've got one.
I've got a song.
Great.
Ready? It's pretty short. I'll make it short. I call it a wedding song, but I guess it really could be sung before divorces. But the reason I say that is because it's called "Ask Me Not to Leave You," but I wrote it for weddings. Your people will be my people. Your God be my God. I'd rather death would come for me than have to leave your side. Ask me not to leave you or to turn away. Where you go, I will go too. Where you stay, I'll stay. Where you die is where I'll die, and where they'll dig my grave. Though our roof may be the sky, I'll not regret my days. Ask me not to leave you or to turn away. Where you go, I will go too. Where you stay, I'll stay. I'll stay. Okay. And make it on time?
Oh, yeah, we've even got another minute and a half, which leaves me time to ask the question that's been burning on my mind the whole show. And the Sounds Familiar website mentions that there's a song you wrote that the Pope plays. And I was wondering if that was hyperbole, you know, or if that was actually true.
Yeah, well, it was. The new Pope doesn't play it. The old Pope used to play it a lot and ask for it whenever he did large conventions, big festivals and whatever when he traveled. It's called Our God Reigns. It's a song I wrote in 73. It's my, so far, my one big hit. But I always tell people I'm not dead yet, so hang around.
Yeah, that's incredible, though. I mean, not everyone can say that a song they wrote is one of the Pope's favorite songs.
Well, yeah, well, I can't say it anymore because we have a new Pope.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that song has been a real, boy, that song put all my kids through college, all five of my kids.
Wow.
The royalties. So I am a grateful man. But you know how we are. We're always looking for what's my next big hit, you know. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Nadav. It was fun.
Great.
Really
was. Do
you have
a website?
Yeah, there's two websites, NewJerusalemMusic.com and SoundsFamiliar.com.
Great. So stay on the line just a second.
Yes.
You've been listening to Lenny Smith on Phoning It In on WMBR Cambridge 88.1 FM.